Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So a little bit earlier, we were talking about Egypt now coming forward with a plan. And, of course, that's an alternative to Trump's plan. We've spoken about this before, how Trump's plan, no matter how ridiculous it is or isn't, I believe the idea was to encourage others to do the same. Well, that's certainly happening. The question is, how realistic is Egypt's plan? Dr. Michael Barak is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for hosting me.
A great pleasure. So has anybody had sight of the details around the Egyptian plan?
If someone signed?
Well, no. Have we seen do we know what's in this plan?
Actually, there was some leaks of the Egyptian program yesterday evening. Egypt speaks about the day after tomorrow, after the war ends in the Gaza Strip. So according to the Egyptian plan, if this is correct, Egypt still wants to promote the solution of two states.
Right.
Egypt is not interested that the Palestinian will be displaced from the Gaza Strips, and we can understand the concerns of the Egyptian government. Abd el Fattah el Sisi, the president of Egypt, is afraid that if there will be if the Gazan people will be displaced and will be removed to the Sinai Peninsula, for example, this will have a security threat on the Egyptian government, and it will become a hub for terrorism action against the Egyptian national security. Second of all, Egypt is not interested to portray itself as a state that supports the Trump administrations, because during the history of Egypt, Egypt all the time wants to portray itself as the defenders of the Palestinians. The Egyptian public, the Egyptian citizens, most of them, support the Palestinians. So if the Egyptian government will support the Trump administrations, it will have most probably a negative outcome on the Egyptian government. So Egypt is against the Trump administration. Second of all, Egypt is trying to promote a perception or the idea that the international force that will combine mainly from Arab forces, but also other Western countries, but mainly Arab forces, will be placed inside Gaza. What does it mean? That this force, international force, will make sure that there will not be any security threats inside Gaza, that this force will make sure to send the humanitarian aid to the Gazan people and to rehabilitate Gaza. So Egypt is also want to replace. It wants to replace Hamas, but it wants to replace the current government, the current government in Gaza, which is Hamas, in a technocratic committee, a professional Palestinians that will help to this international force to rehabilitate Gaza. And of course, it doesn't say, according to the Arab reports, I read Arabic, so according to Arabic reports, it says that Egypt doesn't speak about what will happen if Hamas will disagree and will oppose to the Egyptian program to disarm itself. Egypt ignores from that. So I wonder actually what will happen if Hamas will do that, and because there is no discussion about it. So this can be a threat on the Egyptian program. If I may mention that, yes, there is a competition between Egypt and the moderate Sunni axis, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain. There is a competition between this moderate axis to the radical axis, which is combined from Qatar and Turkey. because the Egyptian program that's supposed to be approved by other Arab states and Muslim states, most probably Qatar will oppose to that, because Qatar understands, Qatar also is very important player in right. this region, and especially when it concerns to Hamas. Because if Qatar is afraid that it will, Qatar understands that the Donald Trump administration program and that the Egyptian program will remove Qatar from the new regional order. Qatar has, of course, a regional ambition to become a superpower in the region, and parts of promoting its role in the region, Qatar cultivates its ties with Islamists like Hamas. So Qatar most probably will oppose to the Egyptian program because Qatar wants to be the major player in the region and doesn't want to give a floor to Egypt right. to become. So Qatar, for
but
example.
But can I just ask you, why would if we know Qatar have supported Hamas, we know what that it's certainly no secret about what Qatar have been doing to support Hamas. Why is it that they should even be allowed a view on this? Whether they support this or not surely should be irrelevant. They are party to the war.
Yes, you are right. Actually, Qatar and Turkey, both of them are trying to challenge the power and the authority of the moderate Arab axis, which is combined from Egypt, UAE, and Saudi Arabia. And we have to remember that before 7th of October, Qatar funded the budget of Hamas, most of it.
Right.
Israel made a colossal mistake by giving to Qatar this opportunity to support Hamas, because Qatar is pretending to be like a moderate actor that takes care from to oppressed people and minorities and others, but actually by this Qatar is trying to promote its agenda to become a regional superpower. Hamas leadership is found in Qatar, some of them, and we can find also other Islamists like from El Gamal El Islami, a very radical Egyptian group that was involved in the 90s in the last century in massacring tourists. So some of this group, El Gamal Islamia, some of these members of the members of this group escaped to Qatar. Qatar has become actually a hub for many Islamists. There is also a Taliban, for example, a Taliban representation in Qatar. So Israel had to take under consideration this and not to let to Qatar to fund Hamas, because we saw what happened with this money, which was help to Hamas to carry out the 7th of October. So the Arab world cannot ignore from Qatar, especially Saudi Arabia and Egypt are also playing the game. If they will say that Qatar cannot be involved in the arrangement in Gaza,
right.
it means that Qatar will be pushed to the hands of Iran and also to Turkey, which happens already with Turkey, but to Iran.
In other words, it creates a stronger alliance on the other side, on the more radical side.
Right, this is a friend. Maybe I can mention Azmi Beshara. Azmi Beshara, he was a former Knesset, Israeli parliament member, who escaped from Israel to Qatar because right. he gave instructions to Hezbollah in 2006 when there was a war between Israel to Hezbollah. Azmi Beshara gave instructions according to the security agencies of Israel. He gave information to Hezbollah where to attack in Haifa. So when the Shin Bet, the security agencies in Israel, found out this, Azmi Beshara escaped to Qatar. And today, for more than a decade, Azmi Beshara has become a prominent actor in Qatar in the Palestinian issues, and he advises to the Qatari king
right
how to handle the Palestinian issue. So Qatar is using Azmi Bishara to send messages. And one of the messages and the programs that Azmi Bishara suggested in recent period was Azmi Bishara spoke about the need to establish or to cultivate an Arabic Islamic economic unity.
Right.
And he spoke about the need to minimize and to decrease the support of the American assistance to the Arab states and to rely more on Arabic Islamic unity,
right,
which will combine not only the Arab states but also Iran. What does it mean? Azmi Bishara, and when we speak about Azmi Bishara, we have to look and we have to understand that this is like a spokesman or the mouthpiece of the Qatari regime.
Right.
It means that that Qatar wants to establish a new order in the Middle East that will combine the Arab and Muslim states, including Iran. And this is a kind of, I would say, challenging the American initiative in the region and the American influence in the region. Because he said that calling Azmi Bishara or Qatar, let's say, calling to establish a new order, to establish a new defense agreement between the Arab states and the Muslim states, he speaks about this new coalition to protect on the Gazan people instead of the American. He said, we don't need the America anymore.
Right.
We need the
Very
Muslims in the Arab states.
To be involved, and that's absolutely it. That is absolutely fascinating. It is where we do need to leave it. We are a little bit over time, but it was really interesting to hear Dr. Michael Barak, senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism.